I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh yeah, you haven't heard This Music Podcast, a show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Hello and welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists that we believe are as good, if not better than that, in the mainstream. This is Season 6, Episode 4, Side B. This is our second attempt. We're using a new program. That's why you will notice there isn't an A side last week, because everything messed up on the program we usually use. And I'm getting used to this one, its whole thing, and I do apologise. I also apologise to Bob from Rebel Tramp, who joined us on the A side as a guest. Recorded with us all night. And then I couldn't put the podcast out, so I do apologise for that, Bob. And we will be playing his song in a minute, and hopefully we'll have him back on a future A-side. So yeah, like I said, this is the B-side. This is all about the artists. It's all about the lesser-known artists, the independent artists, getting them listened to. We find some of the best music of the week, and we give them a stage in which to be heard. And that's basically what this is. If you want something more fun, more banterish, more belly-chuckle-ish, go and check out the A-side. That's more of a magazine-style show. It's more of a British panel show type thing. It's lots of laughs and lots of banter. You can check that out. But if you just want new music, good new music, check this out. We're non-genre specific. If we think music is good, we'll give it a play. So there's something for everyone here. You might not like one song, but if you skip, you're definitely gonna find something you'll like. And with me to talk all things music, I have Mike. You good, Mike?
All good here. Good to be back. How you keeping?
Still good from last time.
Yeah.
lovely. Okay, and we're gonna get straight on with we're gonna play Rebel Tramp and their song Robotic Fantasy.
The robots are coming.
We'll be right back.
That was Rebel Tramp with Robotic Fantasy, a trippy, psychedelic prog rock journey there from Rebel Tramp. Liked that a lot.
Excellent. Great song.
Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be able to get Bob back on a future A-side because he was a fantastic guest. It was a really good episode. Really enjoyed it. Loved it. And I was really sad that we couldn't put the episode out. So, sorry, Bob. But, yeah, definitely come back, please. We'd love to have you back. And all the artists we play, you'll find all of their information in the show notes if you want to go check them out. In the meantime, we're going to move on to our next artist, who is Andy Steron.
Yeah, Andy is a brilliant artist. She's from Florida, USA. We've played her a few times before. And this is a song of hers called You Thought. And it's kind of a different sound for her, on the softer side, but it's a really beautiful song. I hope you enjoy it.
Easter on with You Thought. Lovely. That was absolutely lovely, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah, beautiful tune, isn't it?
Very nice. I think we'll follow that up with another lovely song. We've got next the Bittersweethearts with their song Run From You.
I am Zoe Infante. I'm 20 years old, born and raised in California, and I live in LA. I have been into music from a very young age and grew up surrounded by it, and I'm really happy that I'm getting to follow out what I want to do with my life and be pursuing music. It's a dream come true for me. Story behind the song Run From You. So this music video can be perceived in many different ways, I feel. I had some huge drastic changes this past year in my life, and I feel like the death and like the rebirth of like the music video, where it's literally a death, it symbolizes a new beginning and an end to something in my past more than, you know, me actually being dead. It's more of like a part of me, a part of my life leaving, and a new part being reborn, and me grieving the things I've lost, but also appreciating where it's gotten me. Again, that ties in with the whole theme of the band name, Bittersweet, Bittersweet Hearts. So yeah, I kind of, those highs and lows and those extremes of life are really inspiring to me throughout my whole creative process. I have an Instagram for the band, Bittersweet Hearts Band on Instagram, a personal zobo.rose, but please follow the band. That's where all the updates and all the good stuff is going to be. We also have Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Facebook, always going to be under Bittersweet Hearts or Bittersweet Hearts Band. We have a bunch of exciting stuff coming out soon and more show dates, maybe some more tour dates coming up soon. So give us a follow, and we're looking forward to having you follow us on this journey.
The Bittersweet Hearts with their song Run From You. You will find them in the show notes, all the links and all that good stuff there. Mike, we're going to bring another one of yours next. You are bringing Boy Blue with their song Take Me Away.
Yeah, so Boy Blue is a collaboration between Sean O'Connor from Ireland and Lisa Blue from Florida. And yeah, this is their most current release called Take Me Away.
Hit from the things that let me cry. and the lightning in your eyes rendered me blind. Take me away now, take me away forever. You know I love you, babe, but I got a lot to live for. I wanna play my music in the sun.
Very late 60s, early 70s inspired music there by Boy Blue. So yeah, we're going to move on to our next artist. We're going to move swiftly on, no messing about. So yeah, I think my stuff's going to start to progressively get heavier now. I'm going to bring my next band, who is a band called Booze Radley, and this is their song Crash and Burn.
Hi, we're Booze Radley. We're from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're a five-piece emo punk band. We have a lot of influences. Among them are At the Drive-In, Jawbreaker, Death Cab for Cutie, and we kind of take all of these different genres and try to meld them into one cohesive and unique sound. We've sent you Crash and Burn, where you can see a little bit of all of these influences and parts of it. People can find us on social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and then we're also on all the streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, Bandcamp. We have a new EP coming out on March 10th, 2023, out on cassette via Lonely Ghost Records, and it'll also be on all the streaming services that I just mentioned.
Booze Radley with Crash and Burn. Check them out in the show notes. As I said, it's going to get a bit heavier for me, I think. It's not a cohesive playlist by no means. I think you're probably going to bring something a bit lighter now.
Yeah, my stuff's pretty light this week. Not quite as rocky as that.
I should have looked at the playlist better and built it up. Maybe I'll do that next time. Next, you are bringing Eve Whelan.
Yeah, Eve Whelan. This will slow it down a little bit compared to that. But yeah, she's really good. She's from the west coast of Ireland, Clonmel, I think she's from. And this is her song called Transitions.
Transitions. Absolutely beautiful voice.
She's got a gorgeous voice. She sure does. Yeah.
Very nice. Definitely check her out in the show notes. If you like the artists you listen to on this episode, like I say, go check them out. Save their work. Even better, go over to Bandcamp or Amazon Music or something like that and purchase their work, because, you know, support independent artists and all that. You can also support us if you like. If you like what we're doing, if you enjoy what we're doing and you appreciate us, you can support us over at patreon.com/YHHTMPC. If you don't want to commit to a monthly subscription because of money and shit, times are hard, you can also buy us a one-off coffee at buymeacoffee.com/YHHTMP. We'll leave links in the show notes. Right, and next, Mike, I'm going to bring... Who am I going to bring? I'm going to bring... I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Eyesore and the Jinx with their song Ideas Man.
So I'm Josh from Eyesore and the Jinx. I play bass and sing in the band, and I'm from Liverpool, which is where the rest of the band are from. So the sound of Ice Water and Jinx is probably best described as minimalist noise rock. Our influences range from, I'd say, Devo, Minutemen, Talking Heads, bands like that, Sonic Youth as well. We're also really into Postcard Records bands like Joseph K, Orange Juice, The Fire Engines, stuff like that. So Ideas Man came about kind of in the post-pandemic phase. I think there's been a bit of a rise of property talk videos, so videos on Instagram and TikTok of landlords describing how they can best kind of exploit the tenants to make as much profit as possible for the least amount of money. It's pretty disgusting stuff, really. It's not great. And that kind of inspired the story behind Ideas Man. And it's written from the perspective of a landlord who's trying to exploit his tenants as much as possible. People can find us on all social media. So we're on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. We haven't made our way onto TikTok yet, but we probably will do soon. And yet you can check the socials for when we're next playing live, and hopefully we'll be in a town near you.
To a microscopic succubus, it sustains itself off a weaker host. Of a metaphorical foot on a metaphorical head. I was gonna look out for number one, 'cause I'm an ideas man. An investment in my future self. Been looking to make my money work for me. So divided my one bedroom flat into four separate smaller flats and furnished them with premium appliances. The devil isn't just in the detail, he's woven into the carpet. Its close proximity to the city makes an attractive proposition to a high flyer in finance or a family with more income. To say the caliber of the client reflects the quality of the asset, so it's specified that claustrophobics need not apply. After all, if you can't fit your possessions in one room, then you probably got a problem with.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
I Saw and the Jinx with their song Ideas Man. I am an absolute fan of that. I'd love to see these guys live. Fantastic sound. Really like that a lot. Links in the show notes. Who are we going to move on to next? We are flying through this mic, no messing about. We're going to move on to another one of yours now. You are bringing Juliet.
Juliet Nothing, which is kind of a funny last name to that one. But she's actually a very young artist. I believe she's only about maybe 16, 17 years old. Self-recorder, home studio kind of thing. And doing pretty well. I think when I first came across her, she had like only less than 50 monthly listeners. And she's into the hundreds now. So she's kind of finding her bit of an audience. And her music is maturing. And this is her most recent release called Girls. I think it may have gone to the Spotify playlist even. I'm not sure. I think it did. But yeah, this is Juliet Nothing with Girls.
Thank you.
that was Juliet Nothing with her song Girls. There's a girl with a very promising future, I believe.
Yeah, I agree. You know, if you go back and listen to her stuff and the progression of it, she's young and her lyrics are good, and you just hear her music evolving. You know, I mean, so she may not have a huge number of followers now, but I think if she sticks at it, I think it's going to keep growing. You know, it's I think she's got a good, great potential.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and Juliet, along with all the other artists Mike has brought to the show, are from Stream on Distro. That's your distribution network, isn't it, Mike?
Yes, it's an independent music distribution where we support the artists like on shows like this and across social media. So we try to find new and emerging artists that are starting out. And yeah, we back them and support them and do what we can to help them find an audience.
A tailored experience rather than what you get from a lot of the more commercial places. So yeah, you can check out Stream on Distro in the show notes as well. I'll leave links to Mike and Stream on Distro. You're not going to get a better price, you're not going to get a better deal. I mean, he's basically a management service for next to nothing. It's brilliant. And I'm not getting any, that's not a plug, so you know, because I'm getting anything, I'm getting nothing from that. I'm plugging it because it's actually good, and we do what we do for the love of music, for the love of the artists. And you know, so Mike's doing what we're doing, we're trying to get artists out there, so definitely check him out.
That's what it's all about.
Right, I'm gonna move on to my next artist after all that waffle. I'm gonna bring Bike. I'm gonna bring a band called Bike. They're from Brazil. Now, the guy who's talking, his English isn't the best in the world, but a great band, and you got to give him kudos because, you know, he's out there and he's out there trying and he's doing a good job, and I like his vibe. So yeah, check these guys out.
Hello Richie, I am Diego Xavier from Bike. Thanks for the opportunity. Bike is a band from the countryside of São Paulo, Brazil. We met each other playing other bands from the same local music scene. And the towns here in the region are small, so it's easy to get to know each other. From the beginning, we wanted to make psychedelic music. Word psychedelic influenced the music in Brazil very strongly in the 60s and the 70s. Acts like Tropicália, Os Mutantes, the Minas scene like Clube da Esquina, Cariocas like Pedro Santos, Arthur Verocai, Jardes Macalé, in the Northeast, artists like Lula Cortes, Alceu Valença, Ave Sangria. There are many influences in several generations. But we are all born in the late ages, so the 90s was something we lived in intensely. So we tried to make this mixture of Brazilian music, psychedelic, and bands from the 90s like Sonic Youth and Brian Jones to Massacre. After touring Europe, we got to know German bands like Kahn, Neu, and Kraftwerk better. This has influenced us in recent years. O Torto Santo is a song that talks about everything always having two sides, the two sides of coin, you know? And the album was produced by Guilherme Helge, disciple of the great guitarist Lani Gordin, Tropicália bass guitarist. Helge's productions brought certain characteristics that are explored through the album, and this single condensed most of them in a little more than 3 minutes. Like a micro trip inside what the album is, Arte Bruta is. We are on all social media like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, always as Bike Official with just one F. You can find our music on Spotify, Bandcamp, and YouTube, Bike Official. We would like to thank you for the invitation, Richie. Thank you. It's our first international podcast. Sorry for my English. I'm trying to study more. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. sorte no caminho aceito.
So that was O Toro Santo by Boik. Muito bom, or gebon, as they would say in Brazil, I think, maybe. Who knows? I love that a lot. You could definitely get the 70s influences in that. I was definitely getting like the Doors. I could hear the Doors in that, I thought.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
Yeah, so please check out these guys. Really good. Definitely worth checking out.
Absolutely. Check it out.
What we got next, Mike? What we got next? We've got Ria... No, was it...
Ria Rua.
Ria Rua.
Ria Rua. Yeah.
That's one to say.
And she's from Ireland, up in Cavan, I think. And this is... I saw, actually saw her live not too long ago. She opened up for Soda Blonde, which is a really fabulous band. If you haven't heard of them, check them out. But she was brought in as the opening act. So I actually got to see her not that long ago. So, and she's quite energetic on stage and did a pretty good show. So this is her song called Red.
It's called what, sorry?
Red, I think.
I've got Bad Girl here.
It's Bad Girl. Let's play that one then. She has another song called Red that people can be sure to check out. But yeah, this is Bad Girl.
Short of everything, I can see it.
With Bad Girl. Wow, that was some amazing pop there, some amazing production on that. That didn't sound cheaply made at all. I was getting a kind of late 90s Britney Spears and late 90s Madonna from that.
Cool, glad you liked it.
Love it, really good. Check her out in the show notes, people. Check her out. Right, I've got two more to bring. I think you've got one more to bring. So I'm going to bring a guy who goes by the name Marvelous, and he spells it Marvxlous. This is a hip-hop artist, and this is his song, I'm Good.
Hey, this is Marvelous, Marvxlous. I'm from Utica, New York, currently living in New York City. I'm an MC, poet, and a writer. My song is called I'm Good, and I'm Good is really about contentment, being satisfied and not chasing after vain things. Produced by Mr. Pete Beats, and I guess that was the primary influence on this song. When he sent it to me, I lived with it for a bit before starting to write some things. It also features Kelsey Janelle singing. She does a nice job lacing it with some of her vocals, with some additional vocals by Tamara Taylor. Again, the song is about contentment. There are some references to the biblical account about Jonah, who was given an assignment from God and ran in the opposite direction. And also some references or some feelings about the prodigal son, who squandered his inheritance before coming to his senses. So it really kind of like highlights part of my musical journey, leaving my place, coming to New York City, as so many people have done, coming to various places, and now you can just do it on the internet. But either way, chasing after vain things and redefining what success is and your take on fortune and fame and what these things really mean, having known right from the beginning. So it's part of a two-song release. The second part is called What Now, which takes on some other subjects, some other conundrums. And I'm really pleased to finally have it out. I felt like I finally released it when it was recorded, and I was very happy with it. Again, the song is called I'm Good. It's produced by Mr. Pete Beats, and it features Kelsey Janelle and some additional vocals by Tamara Taylor. You can find my music at marvelous.bandcamp.com. That's marvalous.bandcamp.com. I go by Marvelous with an A, or Marvelous with an X. You can find me at both on the internet. The X really signifies that I've, you know, some things that I've cut out of my music, profanity and some other, you know, difficult themes to deal with. But anyways, I'm happy with the music now, and I hope that you enjoy it.
I wanna tell you something. I wanna tell you something. I wanna tell you something,
Mr. Pete.
I wanna tell you I'm good. I'm well.
I wanna tell you something. I wanna tell you
underground from the underbelly. And for a while that was cool like Arthur Fonzarelli. Fonzarelli chasing fames like a Ponzi really. Plus everybody got talent, it's just comedy. Is it history or biology, culinary? Or maybe it's a mystery, listen to me. I found that everything that glistened to me isn't truly worthwhile, henceforth and erstwhile.
I wanna tell you something. I wanna tell you something. I wanna tell you something. I wanna tell you something good.
We're born versatile through the birth canal, before the merchandising or the mercantile. I can see clearly a few murky clouds for every opportunity to turn me down. Turn me down. I'd rather that than to turn me out. Burn me out. You are witnessing a turnabout. I learned about myself through trials and tribulations, smiles and jubilation. Wow, humiliations, the antithesis of stimulation. And facing temptation, morally bankrupts like facing inflation. But I seen a lot of pimps in the making, like chimps in the playpen. Hence I knew just when to say when. Steak and baked it, it was scrumptious. A $1,400 steak, same rate of function. I just saved $1,386. Trying to be sound of mind, not crazy rich. I want to thank you, Heavenly Father. I should thank you every problem, every mountain I encounter, every obstacle and hills to have me find my way around it. When I find myself surrounded, lift me up, you kept it grounded. When the water kept on rising, your loyal love just kept abounding. Kept abounding. No wind swept, I was kept from drowning. I was thrown to the depths that have swallowed down men. You lift me up as if to say I found them. Keeps abounded, keep me grounded. I'm in your hands, please keep me rounded. Make me rounded, don't place me downward. Place me upward and take me onward. I won't do no hocus pocus, nor the hokey pokey. I'm good, I'm where I'm at, I'm where I'm supposed to be. We go back like upholstery on living room sets, waiting for my surrender. I ain't give it to him yet. I ain't giving in the threats. I ain't giving in the debt. I ain't giving in or giving out. I'm kinda living out the rest. Just what makes that little old ant think he could move that rubber tree plant? Everybody knows a ant can't move a rubber tree plant. But he got high hopes. He got high hopes. And I know.
Kept abounding. Kept abounding. Kept abounding. Kept abounding.
So that was Marvelous with I'm Good. I am all over that. I love the old school vibes that he's bringing, but he's also keeping it fresh. You know, it's not all old school. He's got like some modern vibes as well. He's blending it all beautifully. I just love that a lot. I could listen to that kind of stuff all day. We don't get much hip-hop, but the hip-hop we do get, it's not brilliant. But this is fantastic. I love this. So check Marvelous out in the show notes. Right, we've got another one of yours. One more of yours, Mike. We got Sano Hill
with Dancer. So Sano Hill had a great year, and this is his most current release, which got a lot of really good write-ups in a number of music magazines. It was also followed up with a video that's also got a lot of good write-ups, and so both the song itself and the music video that go with it are excellent. So if you get a chance, you can not only listen to him online, but go on to YouTube, look him up, and check out the video. Both the song and the video are excellent. So check it out, Sano Hill with Dancer.
Thank you.
though it's alright. But writing words, it's like throwing darts when you're drunk, so I drink on. But there's an understanding that goes with being drunk or hungover, and it's nearly what to grieve. Oh Lord, when must we get so to see clearly? And oh, I know I'm not a great dancer. Hey, but when I'm dancing with you, turn me on, slow down my love, slowly. Though you turn me on, and I'm caught in your maelstrom, and as we move around this room, you're so graceful. Slow down slip into an unfamiliar scene where we kiss just to breathe. And I know now I'm not a great dancer. Hey, but when I'm dancing with you, oh, when you turn me on, slow down. Slowly.
Powerful piece of music there from Sano Hill. Got I don't know if you know him, but I got James Blake vibes from that. Really good, love that a lot. So we're at the end of the show now. We're at the end. I'm going to play out with my final song, Desert Storm, and their song Bad Trip. Before we go, please, wherever you're listening to this, please give it a like, please give us a subscribe, give us a rating, a review if you're listening to this on Apple or YouTube. Not just for us, but by helping get the podcast out, you're also helping get the artists heard, and that's what this is all about. So please, more than anything else, please do those things. Give a like, a rating, and a sub. Yeah, then that's just pretty much done. If you want to be a part of what we do, you can send your music to info@yhhtmpc.com. You can check us out at www.yhhtmpc.com. And yeah, until next time, I've been Richie.
And I've been Mike.
Thanks for listening, if indeed you still are.
we are Desert Storm, and we are a five-piece sludge progressive metal band hailing from both Oxford and Hull. We fuse lighter shades in our music with heavier shades because we feel that the dynamics make the heavy sounds much heavier when you have some lighter shades of reflection in there. Our influences span many genres and are very, very varied. Every member brings different influences to the band, and I feel that that comes through in the music. Everything from folk and Americana, blues, country, modern metal, to classic heavy metal, thrash metal, grunge, sludge, of course, stoner, psychedelic, progressive, desert, post-rock, post-metal. We have all these different things that we feed off of and that we enjoy, and I really think that that comes across in the music. The song we have for you today is entitled Bad Trip and is a eulogy about a man that we were all very fond of who passed away 10 years ago this month. So it seemed like a fitting time to honour him and pay homage by writing a song for him. So we've mentioned him in our liner notes before and dedicated albums to him, but it's nice to actually have written a song about him, sort of immortalise him through song, if you like. We are Desert Storm. Hope you enjoy it. Play it loud. You will find us on all the usual places online. We are Desert Storm UK on Instagram and Facebook. We're on Spotify. We have a website, desertstormband.com. Come and check us out, and we'll see you at a show soon. Cheers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.